Coffee and haiku, an unexpected pairing, makes the morning fun. The familiar 5-7-5-syllable rhythm of haiku might come with your morning java or the smoothie at your gym this week. Haiku on the go is one of the elements of poetivity. Poetivity is a collective effort of Walton Arts Center and the Northwest Arkansas Writing Project to make poetry more available. This year, like last spring, Poetivity is part of the Artisphere Festival, connecting art and nature. This week, we asked Laura Goodwin, Vice President of Learning and Engagement at Walton Arts Center, to come to the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio.
One of the challenges that we ran into last year was, how do we get more people involved? And so thinking about what we wanted to do this year to really expand our reach, the thing that kept coming into my mind was, gosh, how can we create situations where people in our community are just running into poems? So that's when we started brainstorming with a lot of different folks, and we're working closely with an artist, Leilani Law, who has taken some of the some of our goals and sort of made them real. So, you know, what are the ways that you can run into a poem? One of the things that evolved was haiku to go. And so we were thinking, wouldn't it be cool if you go into a coffee shop and you order your cup of coffee and you get a muffin and they say, would you like a haiku with that muffin? And you, of course, what would you say? You would say, sure. And so the hope being that then that person behind the counter will recite that poem to you or give you a poem as a keepsake, something that you can take with you. And of course, all of these poems relate to Artisphere through the theme of connecting with nature. So it's been really fun to see what community poets have come up with. And
you have some business cards in front of us.
I do.
And they have haikus on them.
They do. These haikus were written by third grade students at Vandergriff Elementary. Teresa Cornett is the teacher there. And she did a unit with her students on haiku using nature themes, which is very typical of haiku. And so we chose four of our favorites to share on our Poetivity cards. And so if you are maybe you're in a hurry to get your coffee, you don't really have time to have a three lines of haiku read to you or recited to you.
757, that's not going to take that long, but
but you might be in a hurry.
Right.
So, the barista could give you this card and you could have a haiku to go.
One of these fits in very well with the weather we have had lately.
Yes. The pellet-sized hail, noisy, frozen, bouncing balls, big and small, but round. That's from Georgia.
And Georgia's in third grade.
She's in third grade at Vandergriff, yes.
That's amazing.
It is amazing. I love the music of that, noisy, frozen, bouncing balls. We've all heard that recently.
Yes. What's wonderful about haiku, the form of poetry, is anybody can do it.
Yes.
Now, some are better than others, granted.
Yes.
And you can work for a long time to get it just right, but anyone can start.
That's right. And we do hope that these poems are inspiring to people and that people will just be more aware of poetry that's out there.
Any other ways people might be aware of Poetivity?
Yes. We have A Poem Is On Its Way. And A Poem Is On Its Way is a performance piece that happens at a variety of different Artisphere venues. So we had A Poem Is On Its Way at First Thursday, also at First Friday in Bentonville. There'll be A Poem Is On Its Way activities at the Trail Mix musical tour that's coming up next weekend. So basically, Leilani Law has gathered different similes, metaphors, reflections from people on the beauty of Northwest Arkansas. And then the performer is creating a group poem, basically using these different elements and reciting them from a little soapbox that has A Poem Is On Its Way stenciled on it. So it's just a way to have poetry in a flash.
Has anyone at Walton Arts Center written a haiku?
You know what? Not yet. I'm going to work on that.
Okay.
I really will.
Okay. And people can learn more about Poetivity at the artisphere festival.org website?
Yes. If you'll go to the website, there's a section that's on the spoken word. If you'll click on that, there's information about Poetivity there. Our haiku to go actually end next weekend with Trail Mix. So.
Well, that's this Saturday.
Yes. So I hope that your listeners will get out there and get their cup of coffee and get their haiku to go.
So there is a poetry reading
relay?
There's a poetry relay, yes. We have 7 different artist-created vests, and printed on the back of these vests are poems that have been written by local poets. And this is part of the Ozark Couture. Ozark Couture is a fashion show or wearable art show that's going to happen at the Art Center. And so these vests have been created. The poems have been screened on the back. They've been embellished. And we have 7 different relay teams. And folks are going to be wearing these vests. They're going to be along the trail during trail mix. They're going to approach people like you, Kyle, and say, would you like to recite a poem? You can recite the poem. They can recite the poem to you. But basically, there's going to be a raffle at Ozark Couture for these amazing vests.
Laura Goodwin is Vice President of Learning and Engagement at Walton Arts Center. You can learn more about Poetivity, Haiku on the Go, or the Poetry Relay Saturday at artistspherefestival.org.